Today's passage reading is Psalm 62, verse 11. Psalm 62, verse 11. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 8,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, DR Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences. This is the sixth session on space and dimension. In the last session, I talked to you about the works of creation, which are works particularly characteristic of the space of the fourth dimension. In this session, I will give further explanation on this dimension and talk to you about other characteristics of the space of the fourth dimension. That when you hear testimonies, you will understand from within which dimension the occurrence took place. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will clearly understand the message and utilize the spiritual space to the fullest extent so that you receive blessings in all things. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the changing of bitter water of Mariah into sweet water depicted in Exodus 15 was also done in the space of the fourth dimension. From Exodus 15:22 to 23, we can see that the sons of Israel crossed the Red Sea and went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Mara, they could not drink the waters of Mara, for they were bitter. The people began to complain. Moses then prayed to God, and God showed him a tree. When Moses threw it into the waters became sweet and drinkable. Then does it mean that the tree showed by God had some elements that could get rid of the bitterness of the water? No, it doesn't mean that. Also, the water is not just a little bit. It had to more than 2 million people and even the animals had to drink. So it was just a great amount of water. God covered the plains with the space of the fourth dimension and showed them the work of creation through the faith and obedience of Moses. God just considered Moses' faith and showed such a work because the faith of the people was as small as that of a little child. In the 80s, was rather more comfortable for me because God didn't consider the faith of the church members. God just worked looking at my faith alone. So even the impossible things, the weather conditions and typhoons and just with my faith, everything was done. They just had to follow me. But from the 90s, in going towards the late 90s and in 2000, not just with my faith, but God wants faith from all of you, especially to go into Canaan Sanctuary. Before we go into Canaan Sanctuary, your faith has to grow up enough to be able to go into Canaan Sanctuary. So in my sight, everything is going so slow. But if you just believe and if you just go on, it's okay. But now your faith has to be adequate enough for God to show His work. So in case of the sons of Israel, after the Exodus, because their faith was very weak, God just worked with the faith of Moses alone. But after the 40 years of trials in the wilderness, when they were crossing the Jordan River with Joshua, God required their faith, the faith of the people. So with their faith, they crossed the Jordan River and conquered the city of Jericho and other cities one by one. God has been manifesting such works of creation in this church up to this very day. One of those works is the Muan Sweet Water. On March 4th, 2000, I prayed God to change the salty water at the Muan Mami Church into sweet water, and the prayer was answered. We confirmed the fact the next day. I prayed in the early morning after the Friday Olay service. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And next day, on March 5th, Sunday, they confirmed this fact. Muan Mamin Church is surrounded by the sea, and they had been able to draw only seawater from the wells they dug. They had to get their supply of fresh water from a place that was 3 kilometers away, and to get the water was very inconvenient. Especially in winter, the lake would freeze, and they couldn't get any fresh water. The hose, the water hose would be frozen. So all the members of Muan Mami Church professed their faith, saying, "Senior Pastor, if you pray, the salty water will become sweet." Not just with lips, but their hearts were united and they professed together. They even made a song saying there was a miracle of salty water becoming sweet. They greeted each other saying, "Salty water has become sweet." That is 10 years ago, maybe 9 years ago. All the members, including the pastor there, asked me so earnestly to pray for it. They wanted me to come to Muan and pray for the salty water to be changed into sweet water. They asked me to come in January, and when I answered I was not able to come at that time, they asked me to come in February. When I answered them I couldn't go in February, they asked me to come in March. I couldn't go in March, and they asked me to come in April. They just kept on asking. So during the 10-day mountain prayer session I had from February 10th, I remembered Muan Mami Church in prayer. During that time, I later heard that the members of Muan Mami Church prayed for the church and the shepherd with fasting. And there was a wondrous thing manifested. A circular rainbow appeared above the church every day during those 10 days. The pastor there realized it was the sign of great blessing, and he received prayer from me in the early morning of March 4th, when he came to Seoul to attend the Friday Olay service. He actually received prayer for the evangelism campaign and for the revival of church, but the Holy Spirit touched my heart to also pray for changing the salty water in Muan into sweet water. He didn't ask me to pray for this, but I was touched in my heart to pray for it. Then the salty water in Muan Mami Church changed it into sweet water through the prayer made in Seoul a great distance away. During that mountain prayer mountain session, I didn't meet with anybody to pray like Jesus when he shed drops of sweat falling like blood. Other than the time for sleeping a little bit and eating a meal and some snacks at 6 p.m. and 11 p.m., I totally concentrated on prayer and word for the whole day. This kind of act of faith from my side and the faith of Muan Mami Church were combined to fulfill the justice of God. And that's how such an amazing work took place. Changing salty seawater into sweet water in Muan is a work of creation. The place is covered by the space of the fourth dimension. and the elements in the water are being changed even today. With spiritual eyes, one can see a beam of light coming down from the throne of God that reaches to the end of the pipe that pumps the underground water. The salty water changes into sweet water when it passes through that beam of light. But this Muan sweet water is not just drinking water. When you use it with faith, you can receive healings and answers according to your faith. Especially in other countries, neighboring countries, United Kingdom, so many people are receiving healings and answers to prayers through this Muan sweet water because they can't come here. So through that Muan sweet water, God shows His work many times. It's the same with you. If you just have faith, you will see the same kinds of works. But because I'm here with you, you receive my prayer. But in other countries, through the sweet water, so many miracles are taking place. You heard a testimony of a deaconess of the appendicitis, the appendix bursting and developing into peritonitis, and the waste was spread over her intestines, and she showed her faith, and she was in neighboring countries. She couldn't come to Korea, and just with the handkerchief and Muan sweet water, God healed her completely. God cleansed her intestines. Her intestines were covered by the waste from the appendix, but God sucked in all those wastes through that burst appendix once again, and He sealed it after cleansing it up. So now the appendix is gone, just like it was operated on. And if you do an operation, I may have to talk to the doctors, but you will probably have the some scars left inside, some traces left of the surgery, but there's no such traces. And God sealed, after cleansing it up, God sealed that appendix, that part that was burst, clean, completely. And they took the pictures, CTs and other pictures, and everything is complete and clean. And then that they have the, but they can see that, we can see that there, one part was decaying. So there is some kind of traces left, so we can really believe it. But we have the medical evidences too. She never took any operation, but we have the all the medical data, the pictures. But the medical, according to medicine, she didn't have a chance, even 1% chance of survival. If you have peritonitis, when the wastes are spread all over your intestines, if you don't get a surgery, you'll definitely die. But by God's power, she is completely healed. So when you use it with faith, you can receive healings and answers according to your faith. It's because the light of the four levels of power was embedded in the water when I prayed for it. So the four levels of faith are, they have different kinds of lights, and all those lights are embedded in the water. So according to what kind of disease, that light will heal that disease. And this work of creation is not just a one-time event. It has been going on until now, since March 2000, and it will continue. There are so many testimonies about applying Muan sweet water. There are so many testimonies coming in from all over the world. It is widely known to other countries too, and many guests from other countries have visited this place. This water also passed the tests of the U.S. Food and Drugs Administration for the safety and excellence of quality. It was tested for five categories to include the minerals, acute oral toxicity, heavy metals and skin irritation, and pesticide residues, and it passed all the categories. It was also proved to be rich in abundant minerals that are good for health. But even though Muan sweet water is very good, you can receive the answers and blessings only when you use it according to the justice of God. Spiritually, you have to apply it with faith, having no wall of sin against God. Also, it has to be in accordance with the physical laws. Muan sweet water itself is very good mineral water. But you should not just use it when it has some foreign substances in it due to carelessness. Our church has the Muan sweet water maintenance committee to take care of the water. I advise you to adhere to both spiritual and physical laws of cleanliness, including using a clean bottle when you get the water. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the space of the fourth dimension, you can revive something that is dead, or you can kill something that is alive. It applies to anything that has life, including both plants and animals. The rod of Aaron in Numbers chapter 17, which I briefly talked about in the first session of this sermon series, was also covered by the space of the fourth dimension. In just about a day's time, the rod that had no life sprouted and put forth buds and produced blossoms, and it bore ripe almonds. I have this kind of experience two times. But I didn't have any reason to experience them again and again. Once I prayed for a dead tree, I prayed for it, and it was brought back to life again the next day. And also there was a kind of tree. And it was this thick, and soon it died. I couldn't water it often enough because it died. And it was so big and couldn't even throw it away. So I just left it there, left it in the balcony for many months. And one day, I went out to the balcony and was looking outside, and I was thinking I had to get rid of it, and I had to bring a car or something, and it wasn't easy. So, and at that moment, I had faith in my heart. As in the Bible, when I pray for it, I didn't really have faith that I wanted to pray for it. So I prayed, and the next day, that dead tree, it was dead for many months, and there were new buds coming up. And suppose I prayed in the evening, and the right next day, there were new buds, and soon, in several days, it became so fresh with so many leaves. So I was so surprised, and I took transplanted another branch, a branch from it, into another pot. And in just half a day, even a dead tree can be brought back to life. And later, I understood that it was by the spiritual space of the fourth dimension. For example, if the for the ripe fruit to be born, it takes many months, but within days, in spiritual space, it can bear fruit, even overnight. Matthew In Matthew 11:21-19, Jesus said to a fig tree that had no fruit, "No longer shall there ever be any fruit from you." And at once the fig tree withered. The disciples were passing by the same place the next day, and they saw it withered. One gospel says it soon withered, and another one says his disciples were passing by the next day. So, but it doesn't mean it withered soon. Is wrong or something. It is also right. It withered soon, the next day. This was also done by covering it with the space of the spiritual fourth dimension. In John chapter 11, we can see a scene in which Jesus revived Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, and who already had developed a foul odor. It was not just a matter of bringing back the spirit, but he had to renew the bones and flesh that had already begun to rot. It had already been 4 days since he died, and his spirit was in the upper grave, in the grave, in the Hades. And when Jesus called his spirit back, his spirit came back to his body. And his bones and flesh were renewed, recovered. Even though it is impossible to recover in physical sense, the body could be recovered in a moment in the space of the fourth dimension. Because the fourth dimension can make the time go faster or go slower or even stop the time, or you can also transform liquid into hard substance and hard substance into gas freely. And when you may wonder when you can go into spirit, the whole spirit, and when can I receive this kind of power until the Lord comes back? Of course, it's not going to be given to you, but if you learn it, know it, and have the faith, you can receive that kind of work, because this church, we have the power to operate, utilize the fourth dimensional space. And through my prayer too, you can also enjoy the benefits and privileges in the space. That's why you have to listen and learn and understand and have the faith, so it'll be done according to your faith. When you hear the testimonies, you have very great faith. Suppose you get into a traffic accident. You just crashed. And even in that crashing moment, you think, "Oh, I'm going to be protected." Those who keep the Sabbath, and even in that moment, they will have the faith that, "Oh, I'll be protected." And it is done according to your faith. So because you have heard and have the faith now, you can experience this kind of work. I have seen many people who breathed their last come back to life through prayer. In the Friday Olay service, Pastor Cha also testified his wife, long ago, she, because of gas poisoning, she didn't have any consciousness for many hours. With just a little bit of consciousness, she wanted to get up and she fell. She wanted to get up again and she fell. And from within, she wanted to live and she wanted to just deem consciousness that she wanted to open the window. And she was trying to get away, go outside the door, but she just fell, crashed into the ground, and people heard that sound from outside. That's how she just lost consciousness completely, and other people came in and took her to people carried her. People brought her to my residence. And but I was in prayer, and after I was done with my prayer, I came out and prayed for her. But I looked at her condition, and her hands were already hanging. She didn't have any strength. Her body was cold. She wasn't breathing. But when I prayed for her, within like 2 minutes, she woke up. At first, she didn't know what was going on because she didn't have any memory. And for about after about two minutes, she began to talk. So within like 2 minutes, she became fine. So in the 80s, there were many people had the coal briquettes, and some of them, there were quite a few people who were gassed poisoned. I have also seen many people's dead cells and nerves were revived by the power of God, especially in the case of Senior Deaconess Eun Deuk Kim. Her whole body was burned, almost her whole body, and her flesh was already cooked, practically cooked. And she was a... Even her upper body, and that was actually getting better a little bit. That was taken when she got better a little bit. It was once peeled off. But do you think it can be cured in the hospital by any way? Can she live? No, there was no way for her survival. A doctor from Severance Hospital I took her to Jochiwon when I was praying there to pray for her every day, and it was the biggest house in Jochiwon, and I used the whole second floor as my prayer house, and I took her to the first floor, and about two times a day I came down and prayed for her. The time is gone so much. She was in her 60s at that time. And the doctor from Severance Hospital came and said, it's a miracle. She couldn't just survive. It is the work of God. Of course, we know it. It was third-degree burn almost all over her body. There was no chance of survival. Even if she could survive, she would have had to suffer for so many years in the hospital. So many people who have burns, because of the scars, they can't bear with it. Many of them commit suicide. Because even they are even rejected by their own family members. But in our church, so many people who have burns, so many of them, they just get healed completely, cleanly. So those third degree burns, all the cells and everything is dead. But by the power of creation, God regenerates them, makes them again, the cells and nerves and the tendons. I've seen with my eyes God making the tendons again. in case of sin, deaconess, and the kim. I heard in my school that if you connect all the veins, you can go around the earth many times. And I couldn't really believe it. But when I looked at it with my eyes, with so many small veins, there are so many veins, and the flesh is red, and I could see all the veins that were being made anew. And there were so many tendons. And ligaments being made, and until those tendons and ligaments became grew up and became normal, I prayed for it every day. For example, I've seen the cells and nerves that were completely destroyed by a burn were made afresh, completely renewed only by the power of God. There were also many people who couldn't see at all due to dead optic nerves or damaged cornea, but came to see again. In the Bible, we can see that only Jesus opened the eyes of a blind man. Jesus healed a blind man in John chapter 9, and this man was born blind. After his eyes opened, he said, in verse 32 and 33, since the beginning of time, it has never been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. There was no single incident of opening the eyes of a blind man in the Old Testament. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. Because he came from God, he could manifest such a work. The power of creation belongs to God alone. And only those who are right according to the justice of God can receive the power and manifest it. And how many times in this church do we hear testimonies of the blind coming to see? Also from all over the world through handkerchief prayers. In July 2002, a girl named Maria came to see after 10 years of blindness. She had cornea transplant surgery when she was 2. But it wasn't successful and she couldn't see with that eye at all. But she came to see after receiving my prayer. She didn't even receive my prayer directly, just she attended the crusade. Also, Conway Park of our church lost the sight of one of his eyes completely, but he came to see again. He received surgery for cataracts when he was 3. But it left him with uveitis and retinal detachment. His retina was detached from the eyeball and he couldn't see properly. Furthermore, his eyeball had contracted. In 2006, he became completely blind in the left eye. But in July 2007, he recovered his sight after receiving my prayer. His left eye gained the visual power of 0.1, and his contracted eyeball also recovered normal size. So in the WCDN conference, this case was presented. Moreover, the visual power of his right eye used to be 0.1, but it went up to 0.9. This testimony was introduced in the 5th International Christian Medical Conference held in Norway, where more than 220 medical doctors gathered from 39 countries. And most of those medical doctors doctorates, and this testimony was introduced with detailed medical data and was chosen as the best case representation. I just talked about eyes, but it's the same with other organs, tissues, or nerves. Even though the nerves or the cells of the organs are already dead, they can become normal if they are covered by the space of the fourth dimension. In case of elderly citizens, you just ask for, oh, I can see, I can hear, please pray, especially those with elderly citizens, elderly people. They don't have optic nerves. They don't have hearing nerves. It's just by prayer they are not going to be healed. What do they have to do? They have to please God. They have to have the faith to please God. Because they are completely dead, to revive them again. It is the work of creation. And the faith of the one, faith of the sick person, has to please God. It has to move the throne of God. And their family members too. Then God can work through prayer when the cells and nerves are dead. In these cases, to revive them, they have to show this kind of faith because they have to have the power of the fourth dimension. Thus, any kind of physical disability can be recovered in the space of the fourth dimension. It's the same with other diseases caused by germs or viruses such as cancers, AIDS, colds, and fever. In these cases, the Holy Spirit comes first and burns the germs of the viruses. Then the parts that are already damaged by the disease can be healed by being regenerated in the space of the fourth dimension. So these viruses, AIDS, and leprosy, it's easy to burn these viruses and germs. It's easy. But the parts that are already damaged, to revive them, to recover them, we need the space of the fourth dimension. If you have the disease for a long time, the functions will be deteriorated. And also some parts are dead. So to recover them, we need a space of the fourth dimension. It's just killing the germs is not so much of a problem. But to regenerate the parts that are already dead and that already lost the functions, we need the power from the fourth dimensional space. It's the same with receiving the blessing of conception from infertility. The part that does not function properly can be made whole when covered by the space of the fourth dimension, and they can have a baby. To be healed of diseases and infirmities in the space of the fourth dimension by the power of God, each one has to meet the conditions of God's justice. Those who don't have babies for 5 years, 7, 10 years, more than 10 years, when they receive prayer from me, they get a baby, and they have a baby. There will be so many babies all around the world, just within a church, just including the branch churches, there will be so many. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26 says, and he said, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and if you really want to be healed, even though you are not healed completely now, if you really want to receive the answer, you have to listen to the message and find out what kind of wall of sin you have against God, and you have to find them quickly and break them down. And he said, God said, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and are you giving earnest heed to the voice of the Lord? If you have other thoughts, idle thoughts, doze off, then it means you are not listening to the word of God. You are rather in raising God. And do what is right in His sight. You have to do what is right in His sight, not in your sight. I don't have time to give all the examples, but you have to do what is right in His sight. Your righteousness is made in a fleshly, with your fleshly way, and everybody has different righteousness. Everybody has different fingerprints. Everybody has different conscience, and everybody has different righteousness. And if your righteousness is, righteousness is all the same for everybody, you don't have to argue. Because everybody thinks he's right. So they always argue. Sometimes they point fingers and even punch others and speak a foul language, even congressmen. And that is why it is reported in the news. Because everybody has different righteousness. And everybody thinks he is right. But in the sight of God, nothing is right. So if you argue or have a debate, and it is so ridiculous actually, between husband and wife. If you insist on your righteousness, if you think you are right, please do not be angry or be offended because of this. No offense. Just think about it. How did you get your righteousness? Were you taught by the Lord Himself from the beginning itself? You didn't make it from the word of truth from the beginning. But it was made by the world, which is untruth, from your parents, education, movies, books, and so on and so forth, from your circumstances. You made your righteousness and frameworks. And that is why it is not right. Even if you think it is right, it is not right. And 10 people, all of them have different ideas. And all 10 people, they say, he is right. So those who insist their righteousness, it is so foolish. You have to realize this and demolish all those things and go back to nothing and make yourself again with the word of truth of God. Then you can have the righteousness that is in goodness. So do what is right in His sight. Those who are sick, those who have illnesses, everyone says you are right, but you have to consider them nothing, and you have to empty yourself completely, and you have to make yourself completely again with the Word of God, and give ear to His commandments, to the 66 books of the Bible, and keep all His statutes, not just some of them, but all of them. I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer. All the diseases on Egypt means all kinds of diseases of the world. All kinds of diseases of the world. It is a generic symbolism for all diseases of the world. He will not put on any of these diseases. For I, the Lord, am your healer. Our Father God, in the Old Testament, He was the Lord God, but for us, He is our Father God. And God the Father is the healer for us. And if we have this faith, we can completely rely on God. But in most cases, they don't have faith and they rely on the world, hospitals. They may be cured or they may not be cured. If they are cured, they cannot have any special faith. If you are healed by God, your faith will grow up. But if you have an illness by punishment of God, it will not work in the hospital. Even if you are healed, something else will take place. You'll get something else. According to justice, you'll have to receive the punishment anyway. But because you don't have faith, you cannot go through it. You cannot overcome such a situation. Even leaders in the church. Because they violated the law of God, and also they committed the works of flesh leading to death. That's why they cannot have faith. Even though they were Christians for a long time, they listened to the word of truth, and even though they are leaders in the church, they don't have the faith. So if you violate the law of God, they cannot have the speech of faith, because the faith is given from above, from God, and it will be done according to that faith. So if they commit sins, they cannot have faith, and they cannot help but rely on the hospitals. God can heal us of any disease if we first destroy the wall of sin against God and live by His word. But the walls of sin that you have to destroy are all different according to the magnitude of your sins. In some cases, there's a big wall of sin, small wall of sin. In small cases, you can be healed without that much effort accordingly. And for bigger wall of sin, you have to pray a lot. In case of sins leading to death and sins not leading to death, in case of sins leading to death, it's a big wall of sin against God. And if you do it again, repeatedly, you know it is sin because you are not a new believer. But if you willingly keep on sinning, you will finally get a disease that leads to death. Lightly, it is tuberculosis or cancer. According to the sins, they don't just come. God protects us. It's the word of God. He will put none of the diseases that came on Egypt. So according to the disease, the walls of sin are also different. You can refer to the sermons of God the Healer for the details of these matters. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the works of power manifested in the space of the fourth dimension take place transcending space-time. It's because the space of the fourth dimension contains and transcends all other dimensions. Psalm 19:4 says, "Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their utterances to the end of the earth." This does not mean the voice of God who is in the fourth heaven will reach the ends of the earth. I'm sorry, this means the voice of God who is in the fourth dimension will reach the ends of the earth. And the voice of God reaches ends of the universe in this fourth dimensional space. But in physics today, they say, they talk about how the universe is made and because of after Big Bang and even Christians say such a thing. They recognize such a fact. If, suppose it is true, suppose there was Big Bang, and until the Big Bang, from the Big Bang to, for the stars to go to the places where they are right now, how far is the distance? How long will it take? If you remember that, even if you travel at the speed of light, between star and star, even if you travel at the speed of light, you have to go so many decades and hundreds of years and thousands of years. And after the Big Bang, suppose they are just moving such a great distance and they are located in those places and they became the stars. Even believers, they can just believe the Bible. When God said, "Let there be light," there was light. And from the second day, God created all those things. The sun and the moon and the stars. Within one day, God created them. It wasn't a big bang or something. So after the Big Bang, did they, all the stars and everything traveled such a great distance? Some people say it was done in hundreds of years. Just for the materials to travel that much distance, how long would it have taken? From the spot of the bang, how far is it? Just think about it, those who know the physics. They had to go on and travel keep on traveling. At that time, what was pulling them into such a vast universe? And how did they form a solar system, and how did they form this earth, and how did they come to evolve, and how did they come to have revolution and rotation, circling around the sun, and to have these four seasons? And how could the moon come to revolve around the, rotate around the earth? And how can we have this high tides and low tides? And if the moon is a little higher than right now, we cannot survive. Human beings cannot survive. If the moon is just a little lower than right now, we cannot survive. It's just God put them in the most exact place for us to be able to continue our life on earth. Suppose the moon is lower than now, that we cannot have the four seasons, we cannot have the proper high tides and low tides. It is in the exactly most appropriate place. And it evolves and rotates, revolves and rotates around the earth, and the earth around the sun. When I say something like this, our creationism group study research group, they will also do the research according to the truth, so they can also improve themselves, develop to win the debate and argument with the, with other worldly unbelieving scientists. They also have to have the proper data. This means the voice of God who is in the fourth heaven will reach the ends of the earth. When I pray for other people in, for the people in other countries on the photos, at that exact moment, the light is working for them. And people see with spiritual eyes, they see right away with spiritual eyes. In the exact moment of praying, at the same time, the light is at work for them. And this space and time doesn't matter. So if you go through this spiritual space, the flow of time doesn't really matter, so it can work at the same time. For example, in case of a crusade in India, a total 3 million people were gathered, and each of them, so many of them were healed, and also it was broadcast to many other parts of India and other countries too. And when I prayed from the pulpit, the light went to so many people at the same time. And you learn about the space and dimension, so you can understand all these kinds of works of God. And you can understand how these works take place, so you will have increased faith. Even a great distance in the first heaven, the physical world, is like having no distance at all in the space of the fourth dimension. Light can travel around the earth 7.5 times in a second, namely 300,000 kilometers per second. But the light of power of God can reach not just the end of earth, but the end of the universe in a moment. Because, so the space or time doesn't really matter. Space and time are needed on earth in this physical world. In the spiritual world, it's not needed. Thus, the distance in the physical space does not mean anything in the space of the fourth dimension. In Matthew chapter 8, a centurion asked Jesus to heal his sick servant. When Jesus wanted to go to his house, he said, Lord, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. Jesus then said, Go, it shall be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed that very moment. The moment Jesus finished speaking, the sick person was healed. The sick person who was a distance away was healed completely at Jesus' command because Jesus possessed the space of the fourth dimension. The centurion received this blessing because he showed his complete faith in Jesus. Jesus also commanded the faith of this centurion, saying, I have not found such great faith with anyone in Israel. I've also seen such a faith recently. You know it, right? I was so happy. God shows His powerful works that transcend space-time, yesterday and today, to those children of God who are united with Him by complete faith. And you are hearing these kinds of testimonies in this church every week. Every week, we receive many prayer requests from other countries. I just pray for them from this altar, but the healing works take place all over the world. There have been so many cases, but let me mention just some of them. Cynthia in Pakistan, who was dying of celiac disease, and Lysanias of Israel were revived by the power of prayer transcending space-time. Also, our missionary in the United States, Robert Johnson, also received healing through prayer from here. He went back to the States last week. His Achilles tendon was ruptured and he couldn't walk due to excruciating pain. But he just received my prayer on the internet without receiving any medical treatment and he recovered completely. At first, he thought of the hospital because his tendon was ruptured. In the beginning, he thought of that, but he thought, then, if I do rely on the hospital, what is the faith that I have been thinking? Faith, his faith was going to nothing. I've been thinking that I have faith. He heard so many testimonies, and he listened to the word of God, and he said he believed. But if I am injured, and if I cannot show any faith, then all my faith proves to be nothing. And when he thought of this way, he had to show his faith. So he did. If I become disabled, I will be. And he showed his faith, and looking at his faith, God healed him. So he recovered completely. He stayed for about a month this time, and he's like a spiritual child. Every time he sees me, he just bursts into tears. And just by seeing my face, he's so thankful. He's so happy and joyous. This is the kind of works that are manifested in the space of the fourth dimension. Also, wondrous works take place through the handkerchiefs on which I prayed, transcending space-time in the space of the fourth dimension. Once I pray on the handkerchief, the power contained in the handkerchief will not go away as long as the owner of the handkerchief is proper in the sight of God. If you have a wall of sin, or if you have committed any sin, if I have any wall of sin against God, if I commit any sin, then all the power contained in all the handkerchiefs will become nothing. It'll just be an ordinary handkerchief. But otherwise, it will not go away. But some people, they receive prayer again and again on the same handkerchief. Why? Why do you want to receive prayer? Because it's old. Does that mean the power is gone away? The power contained in it doesn't go away. But if you want to receive prayer again, the handkerchief with prayer is such a precious thing that can open the space of the fourth dimensional space anytime. But if you go to other countries for mission trips, sometimes I pray for those handkerchiefs. You don't have to, but if you receive prayer once again, you'll have a firmer faith. So I pray for those handkerchiefs because they have to use them in other countries. Pastor Jeonghun Ji went to Malaysia for a mission trip, and probably it's the first time for him to use the handkerchief, and he is so joyous. He's driving out demons, and there are many healing works, and oh, even I can do this with the handkerchief prayer. Anyone who has faith, to anyone who has faith, God will show His work. So in Malaysia too, there are so many people who want to see me. They attend worship service on the internet, and they long to see me. And because one of our pastors went there, they welcome him so much. But here too, it has to be right according to God's justice. If you are not healed, it's because you are not right. There is something not right according to justice of God. Some people, it seems they don't even have faith, but they are just healed by one prayer of so many serious diseases in other countries, especially neighboring countries. They receive healing of cancers. They don't even really want to give testimony because they think cancers are not really a major testimony. But for you, there are some people who listen to the word for so many years and they are not healed, and they sometimes have to rely on the hospitals. And you have to be able to think within the justice of God, what is the wall of sin that you have against God? When the leaders have to solve their problems. What the wall of sin against God they have? When they shake hands with me, I cannot explain everything to them within such a short time. So when the leaders visit them, you have to give the answers to them, solve those problems. If you use it without faith in an ungodly manner, nothing will happen. In case of the handkerchiefs, not only those who are praying with the handkerchiefs, but also those who are receiving the prayer must be right within spiritual justice. The one who is praying and the one who is receiving prayer, both of them have to be right. If they have any, they don't have any faith, or if they are ungodly, they cannot receive the works of God. They have to believe without doubt that the handkerchiefs contain the power of God. Spiritual realm is so precise, and the miracles take place exactly according to justice. When the faith of those who pray with the handkerchief and the faith of those who receive the prayer are measured and found correct, then God's works take place according to His justice. Sometimes, the one who is receiving the prayer is ready, but the one who is praying with the handkerchief has committed sin. In that case, because miracle doesn't take place because of the person who is praying. But sometimes it does take place because the one who is receiving the prayer has really prepared himself well or herself well. So because this handkerchief who is receiving the prayer also is not really looking at the person who is praying, but myself who has prayed on the handkerchief. So with that trust, God sometimes shows the work. But if the person who is praying and who is receiving the prayer are all right, then definitely God will show His work. In the case of the handkerchief crusades of Reverend Myeongho Chung in Africa, some tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people gather, and so many signs and wonders take place. To the extent that the one who is praying with a handkerchief is united with me in faith, he can ride on the fourth dimensional space together, and he can also manifest the same kinds of works. So many pastors around the world who are praying with the handkerchiefs show these many miracles, healing works. In the next session, I will talk about the wonders as in utilizing the space of the fourth dimensional space. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Latin America, Belarus, Russia, Japan. There are so many countries where handkerchief crusades are taking place. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Psalm 62 verse 11 says, "Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God." Power belongs to God, not man, not the devil, but only God. So when there is a work of power, as in Mark, the Lord worked with us and He confirmed His word by following signs and wonders. The Lord worked with them, God works with them to confirm the word preached by the following signs and wonders. It's not that the man is manifesting it, because God is with him, or the Lord is with him, the power is manifested to confirm that the word preached by that servant of God is true. You've heard this so many times. 98. Why did God let us have the healing sessions every day for the whole month in November 1998? Because God knew that the tests were coming. Three times a test. To confirm that God was with His servant so that people could avoid being tempted. And God showed us. And I emphasize it once again. If I committed any sin, God will forsake me. So this kind of powerful works will not take place. I've explained so many times. If I committed any sin before God, God would forsake me and take away my power. And there won't be any kind of healing works or powerful works. But if I do still manifest such powerful works, it means God still loves me and He's still with me. And still, they didn't believe me. And how pitiful. The power of God, including the power of creation, the power to revive the dead, and the power that transcends space-time, all belongs to God alone. In view of the space and dimension, the works of power take place in the space of the fourth dimension, which is same as the fourth heaven. Some people say, oh, enemy devil can also take manifest powerful works. It's in the Bible. The power of the devil is to deceive people, to let man stand against God. They don't heal people. They don't revive the dead. They don't revive the dead cells. They don't open the eyes of the blind. If they can, they will manifest all these works and they will spread the kingdom of evil everywhere. Just think about it. When I was a new believer, some Jehovah's Witnesses came to evangelize me with their books and so on. Two or three of them to evangelize me, to preach their gospel to me. I once explained, I listened to all their words from the beginning to the end. And after they were done, I began. I was sick and I was healed by God and everything. Then they were saying that was healed, that was done by the devil. So I said, I didn't know much truth, but I argued back, oh, devil is so good. Devil is doing such a good work. He heals the sickness and he heals the people in the name of Jesus Christ and gives glory to God. Oh, is that what the devil is doing? And faces were turned red, so red, and they just left without saying anything. But they came back next day, not them, but they brought their some higher in the people to speak to me. I listened to everything they said. After listening everything they said, I gave my testimony once again. And they probably heard. So after listening to my... So they didn't say it was the work of devil. I said, I was healed in the church of God, and they just left. And they didn't come back anymore. And since then, I've never met any of the Jehovah's Witnesses. But at that time, even when I didn't know much truth, they couldn't say anything before the truth. Can devil heal and give glory to Jesus Christ and God and make the people attend the church? And the devil can never heal any sickness or open the eyes of the blind man or burns or sicknesses, illnesses. They cannot do that. The devil can't do that. But he is number one in deceiving people, making them sin. He has a great power in doing that. Now you understand that you have experienced the space of the fourth heaven very often. God the Father gives good things unsparingly to those children who are proper according to speech of justice and who are united with Him in faith. On this earth, we have physical limitations in wherever we go and whatever you do, but God's children belong to Spirit. God the Father wants all His children to pass over the physical limitations and live in the spiritual space to receive limitless blessings. Therefore, the justice of God, namely the law and the commandments, are not something burdensome, but the key to open the spiritual space and the way to our blessings. So if you have faith, you will keep the commandments, not feeling burdensome. Because you don't have faith, you feel burdensome. And especially for you, there's no reason for you not to have faith. There's no reason for you to doubt, even after seeing so many works. And if you still have doubt, I want to analyze their brain. How can they see so many, hear so many, and experience so many things and not believe? Even nowadays, sometimes I receive such letters. Even now, the husbands are saying they are making it up. After so many years, so many people around the world, they are healed and give glory to God. And to make it up, we have to pay them. And where, what money do we have? How can we? And to bring them up to the altar, I don't even know their faces. So how foolish it is. How foolish. Some of the husbands. And so the wives are saying they want forgiveness of their husbands. If we are making it up, there will be so many people who sue the church, sued me. There will be so many people who would sue me and blackmail me, asking for a lot of money. The workers around me, they will just run away. Why would they want to stick to me? And many of them graduated from top-class colleges. And why do they want to serve me, work with me, if I'm such a liar? I'm sure none of the workers around me heard me tell a lie or anything like that. Sometimes I hear testimony from some person. I just delivered a testimony. But if that person who gave me the testimony exaggerated or something, it may not be complete truth. But I can never tell a lie. Then if so, why would they follow me all the way even to Israel, where it's so dangerous now? I pray in the name of the Lord that you will pleasingly take this way and receive overflowing blessings in all things. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I go to Israel, though we are away in body, but I hope we'll all stay together in spirit. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Father, thank you. Let this message become life and faith. We are learning higher level spiritual things about space and dimension. Let us understand the word very well. Let us utilize them with faith. And let it be a great help in understanding the Bible. Thank you, Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Because we are learning about the spiritual space, I think we'll be able to understand all the things in the Bible, how the stars moved, how the sun and the moon stopped, and how the stars stopped. It doesn't say, the Bible doesn't. Does the Bible say a star stopped or not? Where? When the three magi were moving, the star was guiding them to Bethlehem, and the magi didn't know where it was, and they were following the star. They received the revelation that the star would guide them to the place where the Savior is born. And they were following this star. But from such a great distance, they had to cross the desert. And would they not sleep? When they were sleeping, where would the star go? Would it just go, keep on going? It also had to stop when the three magi stopped. Also, when they were taking a rest, the star must have stopped. It is a precise fact. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, thank you. Lay your hands on them. Give them your power, power, power. Show your work transcending space-time. Bless all those members in churches, branch churches and local sanctuaries who attended the service through satellite all over the country, and all the children of God who attended the service on the internet all over the world, and all GCN and Mami TV viewers and overseas pastors, missionaries, and members. And they've sent their photos and prayer requests. Lay your hands on them. Reverend Myung-ho Chung will have the pastor's seminar in western part of Kinshasa in preparation for the President crusade in Congo. And fill him with the Holy Spirit, with the power of the Word, authority over the Word. And let there be so many healing works. And Pastor Jinbom Han, from October, has vowed to offer a three-day fast 7 times for the Congo Crusade of President, and for Pastor Reverend Myung-ho Chung and mission in Africa, and to become sanctified. Answer to his prayers, Pastor Seung-gil Yu will have the Asahi Nagano TV will shoot the activities and take a news gathering of a children's worship dance team of Idamami Church and let everything go well. And Pastor Kon Tae-kim will have the handkerchief crusade in Maizuru Mami Church on February 11th. Send so many people and let there be wondrous healing works and let the church have a revival. Kyung Tae-jung, Pastor Kyung Tae-jung of Japan will have the first handkerchief crusade of 2009 on February 15th, Sunday, covering with the powerful works. And Kobayashi Geiko, drive away all the dozing off and forgive her. Forgive her of all the idolatry of her ancestors and of herself. And Wang Yunshen from neighboring country, innate heart disease. Be healed of heart disease. And Pastor Tariq Zia from Pakistan, let there be spiritual and physical growth of the church and for bless his members and family members. Let them stand on the rock of faith and let the church have a revival. Father God, thank you. Give them spiritual and physical health, all entrails, skin, paralysis, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and make them healthy. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed, be healthy, light come. Give them prosperity throughout this week. Give them peace. Give them peace in all aspects. Lord, thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.